I just want to pick up Adam when he talked about the core old-style gamers being like SF fandom. I think that's a very ancient view of SF fandom. It's quite clear at the Worldcon that SF fandom is far more broad, more diverse, and far less insular than it used to be. Although there has been a bit of a feedback in SF fandom as well.
When you were talking about the Hugos and the problem between the old white guys doing their old style and the new range, I think that that's sort of reflected here as well. My issue is not that SF fandom, that I'm talking about the same sorts of people in both. I'm just talking about that. You say that
the
science fiction is
group?
No, not even that. It's just we say that science fiction is enjoyed by this broad range of people now, because it is.
Yeah.
But the people who identify as fandom are a subset within that broad range.
Yes.
And when we say that gaming is taken up by a broad range of people, I will also argue that gamers are a discrete, self-identified group within that broad range, in the same sense that fandom is a group within that.
But I think the difference is that SF fandom is much more diverse than it used to be.
I do agree with you.
It's no longer typically your isolated white male.
Was it? I don't know. I mean,
maybe in the 40s, yes.
Because it hasn't been there for so long, but I'm curious.
Well, this is it. And even back then, there were lots of women involved with SF fandom, but as in the way of such things, they were invisible.
Yeah. I should add, it's not as if SF fandom has been slow to react to opposition to it either.
Well, that's very true.
And necessarily has, and to opposition to their interests. It's not as if the gaming community has been particularly different to any other group of people with a very strong interest who feel that they're under attack. It's just I think that they're wrong about being under attack.
Yes, and I think this is what SF fandom in general has realised, that the broadening of the community, the opening up of possibilities, the expansion of viewpoint has been, on the whole, to the improvement of SF and fantasy and horror and slipstream writing.
And see, this is what's happening in the gaming community. So we've got these voices coming out saying you need to become more diverse, you need to treat your female characters as more than a damsel to rescue or as background decoration or whatever.
Or as prostitutes.
You can make good games which have genuine, strong female protagonists in them. You can make good games which are not gender-specific. And there's been some of those coming out which are interesting, like Dragon's Age, which now has one of, I think, the lead writers. She's been under extreme harassment at times. But that's been designed now so that you can have every type of relationship in the game you can imagine.
Excellent.
And it's part of what's been expanded into it. And the latest Lara Croft, I mean, we all know Tomb Raider's early depiction was more or less a male fantasy.
Pretty much, yeah.
And the latest one, she's far more realistic in the depiction. And when you're playing that game, you're playing someone who's a rounded, genuine woman with her own weaknesses and strengths and a solid character, not just a male fantasy anymore. So it's not as if it's not making a better space. It is making a better space.
Yeah.
But it comes with that underlying message that what you're doing now is wrong in order to bring about the change, and that's bringing out the direction. And the worst of it was just recently with the death threats coming from two parties. One is Anita released her latest video and got death threats, and the other one was when Zoe Quinn, who wrote a game called Depression Quest, which is intended to give you the feeling of being depressed. It's not a game I particularly want to play, to be honest with you. But that wasn't the point. She was trying to use that medium to bring across a different message.
Mm-hmm.
And her ex-boyfriend came out, said some very nasty things about people she'd had relationships with, in order to say, you know, you all think she's a great feminist. No, look what she really does. And then that's led to this entire Gamergate thing where people were harassing her immensely because some of those people were gaming professionals and developers and in one case, a journalist. Therefore, the assumption was she must have been doing it in order to get good reviews and to further her career, which is a nasty view to begin with.
Yeah.
Leading to large-scale harassment and big blow-up about the nature of gaming journalism and how it's all very incestuous and everything else. It's a very strange environment at the moment.
Mm.